You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I write about the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago and Bears Wire, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis, and today we are laying out the Bears' biggest team needs here ahead of the NFL Scouting Combine. We're basically going to assume all of the Bears' current unrestricted free agents who are set to hit that open market and restricted free agents, assuming they are all hitting the market and are not a part of this Bears roster, where are the biggest priorities to fill? Where do the Bears need to spend their money? Where do they need to find some talent to fill starters, to fill depth, and to get this team back on track to being a contender in 2019? I'll preface this by saying that I think all of the special teams specialists kind of automatically are in both at the top of the list and separate from the list, in the sense that Pat O'Donnell is a free agent, the long snapper Patrick Scales is a free agent, and Cody Parkey, of course, is set to be released when the new league year starts. So the Bears absolutely have to sign a punter, kicker, and long snapper in free agency to some degree. Of how good they are or how expensive they are, that's a different debate. But I guess I want to exclude those specialist positions from the debate of what positions are the biggest need, because yes, I mean, kicker, punter, long snapper can be very huge needs, but they absolutely need to be filled. But it's not really worth our time to wait. How much more valuable is a kicker than, you know, any other position on offense or defense? It's just purely, yes, they have to sign a kicker, a punter, and a long snapper. Whereas some of these other positions, maybe they could get away with not signing anybody, and we debate just how easily they could get away with that, whereas that is not the case at kicker and punter. I want to go a little bit out of order here, and not start with the biggest positions of need, but start with the position that's gotten the most attention and the most interest this offseason. And the question I want to pose here is, how much of a need is the running back position really? When you look at the talent on this roster, Jordan Howard entering the final year of his deal, Tariq Cohen, two more years on his deal, Taquan Mizell is back for 2019, as is undrafted free agent from last year, Ryan Nall, who will at least be under contract for training camp and kind of see from there. Benny Cunningham will be an unrestricted free agent, and the fullback, Mike Burton, will be an unrestricted free agent. And I think there's so much discussion about the Chicago Bears adding a running back this offseason that I think it gets conflated with a need, but I personally believe it's really not. I think it is a luxury, and it is something that the Bears absolutely should look into adding talent. But when you start talking about cutting down financially and where, you know, where can the Bears spend the little salary cap space that they have, which right now is around $12 million projected, all of a sudden, to me, spending much money at the running back position seems like a worse and worse idea. When you look at all of the other positions that we're going to talk about later on in this podcast and see where they have actual needs of not having enough talented players at a position, the Bears can absolutely get by and be very, very successful with the four running backs they have under contract right now in the 2019 season. If they started week one with Howard, Cohen, Mizell, and even Ryan Nall, if they wanted to, they would be just fine. They would have arguably just as successful of a performance from the running back position as they did last year. I mean, Benny Cunningham, as much as I'm personally, I think he's a quality running back, a good number three that would be valuable to bring back. Overall, when you talk about the season as a whole, Benny Cunningham was on the field on offense for a total of 39 plays. So At the end of the day, I'm not giving him more money than the veteran minimum. But that's plenty of talent with Howard and Cohen continuing your dynamic backfield. I don't think Howard is going anywhere this offseason. I would still be surprised to see him traded. I don't think that's something the Bears are particularly looking to do. And so he's going to be your lead back next year, and Tariq Cohen is going to be your complimentary running back this year. And great. That's an excellent thing. Now, I understand the desire to add at the running back position. I see how much fun it would be to have Le'Veon Bell in the Chicago Bears backfield, to, you know, go out and get Mark Ingram, you know, some of these guys that can be more all-around productive running backs. And I suppose the Kareem Hunt situation is a little bit different because he's cheap. You know, he got a one-year, $1 million deal, basically, from the Cleveland Browns. That's not a big financial investment and more swinging for the fences there. But with this running back position, it's really a luxury that I think should be limited to the draft only. That if you want to add a running back to this mix, you take him in day three of the draft. I don't think you have to take him in round three. I think you can take him in rounds five or seven. I think there's a lot of running back depth in this class, and you can get a good complimentary guy way, way later in this draft class. But I think your resources this offseason in terms of salary cap space and draft picks, only five of them and not one until the third round, those are very sparse. And I think those resources, depending on what happens in free agency, will mostly need to be put toward, generally speaking, assessing and improving positions of need. Doesn't mean you're not going to still take best player available with your draft picks, but I would think the running back position is a lower priority. I think you can get away with, even if you don't re-sign Jordan Howard next offseason, you can find his replacement next offseason. You don't have to have that future replacement waiting right now. I think they can get away without addressing the running back position, and so I don't think it really qualifies as a very high position of need immediately this offseason. I think the debate for the biggest need on the Bears roster comes back to the debate between the two biggest free agents on the Bears roster. We'll dive into the positional value of safety versus slot cornerback next on Locked On Bears. If you're an everyday listener of this podcast, first of all, thank you. You are the people that I do this show for every single day, and I hope the daily Chicago Bears news and analysis is helping you get through the offseason. But those regular listeners of this podcast will remember back on February 10th, we did the Adrian Amos versus Bryce Callahan debate podcast on which one the Chicago Bears should re-sign. And I do think with their respective situations, both Callahan's injury history and Amos's limitations as a player, it is a very close debate. And I can see how difficult of a decision that was going to be for Ryan Pace, and still is. And I want to ensure you that this will be a little bit of a different style of debate here between the positional value of the slot cornerback versus the safety, because I think those two positions are the two positions of biggest need for the Chicago Bears. When you talk about the only positions where a real starter is going to hit the free agent market, and if you're replacing them with a backup, it's a player who obviously was not a starter the previous season, and you would expect a significant drop-off in production and consistency at that position, ultimately, I think, making them the biggest need positions, again, outside of punter, kicker, long snapper, locking those in. And so I think the discussion, it almost becomes more about Sherrick McManus versus Deion Bush and positional value, that both McManus and Bush, they are in the last years of their respective contracts, and we didn't get to see a lot of either one last year. I think Sherrick McManus essentially played five games in the full-on slot cornerback role, including the playoffs, and Deion Bush started those final three games in place of Eddie Jackson. And in those limited stretches, I think Sherrick McManus was pretty clearly the better of the two, that he stepped into Bryce Callahan's role and played pretty darn well. I think pretty well exceeded everyone's expectations. I had thought after Callahan went down that that could be a very vulnerable position for the Chicago Bears, and it ultimately proved to not be, with McManus pretty well holding things down. But what makes it difficult is McManus's track record of pretty much across the board in every previous season before this year, he was a liability on defense. It's a big reason why he was purely a special teams guy, why in even 2017, 2016, when they had injuries at the cornerback position, they would opt to sign other players and throw in guys off the street onto the field rather than put Sherrick McManus out there. I mean, he played significant snaps back in 2015 and was just abysmal. I think he gave up 5 touchdowns in only a handful of games and really was just an easy target in coverage. And so there's been a reason why the Bears have never given this guy much of an opportunity on defense, and that's because they just haven't wanted to. They haven't been able to trust what he can do defensively. Now, this season, they didn't really have a lot of depth at the slot cornerback position, and for whatever reason, McManus got the opportunity, and playing with such a better front seven and a better secondary around him, he put it all together. And I don't want to take anything away from him for that, but as you try and project forward, you try and figure out, okay, how much of that is sustainable and repeatable? And I don't think anyone has the answer to that at this point, but you compare that to Deion Bush, who you only saw 3 starts from, and you really didn't see much good or bad in the, you know, it wasn't as though he was burned for these big long plays. I think he gave up 1 18-yard catch and then an 8-yarder, an 8-yarder, and a 6-yarder in the entire season, not even just in those 3 games. He allowed 2 catches on 7 targets in those 3 games for a total of, let's see, quick math in my head says 26 yards for a passer rating of around 60, or no, sub-60. So, I mean, he was fine. He got the job done, didn't make big plays, missed 2 tackles in that stretch as well, but made a couple of nice stops as well. But now you're looking at a season total of 200 snaps for him, and played significantly more during his rookie season, but it's hard to judge him too much on that when he was kind of thrown in the fire in 2016. So we don't really know what Deion Bush is or will be given more playing time. So you're kind of weighing the total unknown with Bush versus the recent success of McManus and the track record of less value in the past for McManus. And it again leaves you with no clear answer in that sense. But I think for me, I still come back to the positional value of those two positions. And I don't want to get too deep in the weeds of analytics and data that Pro Football Focus breaks down, but the numbers will tell you that the slot cornerback position is arguably one of the most valuable positions on defense. It's not technically more valuable than outside cornerbacks, but what you're seeing is this push for offenses to attack the slot more and more because they see that as a more vulnerable position, and therefore having a better cornerback in the slot is more advantageous for your defense than having a better safety, especially in the sense of you're not talking about comparing Bryce Callahan to Eddie Jackson. We're talking about Bryce Callahan versus Adrian Amos. So if you're trying to compare a good slot cornerback versus a good safety of Amos's caliber, where it's not necessarily the game-changing type talent, the slot cornerback position becomes that much more valuable. You look at, from the offensive perspective, the NFL leaders as far as wide receivers with yards from the slot, number 1, Tyreek Hill. Number 2, Juju Smith-Schuster. Number 4, Adam Thielen. A little bit farther down the list, Michael Thomas, Julian Edelman, Jarvis Landry, Larry Fitzgerald, Keenan Allen, Robert Woods. You're seeing a lot of the top wide receivers in the NFL doing a lot of damage from the slot position because offenses are attacking that spot because they found it to be the weaker position in the secondary. Usually it's the team's third best cornerback. That's why they're in the slot. And so it's important for that third best cornerback on your team to be as good as possible, or else you'll see teams really take advantage of it, like we saw the Rams and Patriots both try and do in the Super Bowl. Edelman, the Super Bowl MVP, Goff doing a lot of his damage in the slot as well. I think the slot cornerback position you know, regardless of Callahan versus Amos, I think the value of that position is more important than the position that Amos plays in this Bears secondary. So even if you're not re-signing either of your guys, I think it's more important to make sure you have the slot cornerback position locked down and figure out the safety afterward. I don't think it's a hot take to say that slot cornerback and safety should be the two most important needs on this Bears team in terms of guys about to hit free agency, but I think the needs that follow have a bit more room for shuffling around and trying to figure out what is the next most important position. So still to come, we'll find where the other holes are on this Bears roster entering the combine and NFL free agency. Keep it locked right here on Locked On Bears. It's worth recognizing the luxury of what the Bears are dealing with this offseason in terms of not having a lot of total major needs. You think back to like last offseason with, you know, wide receiver being such a huge need in terms of totally no talent there, outside linebacker building up to be a big need. The secondary was a big need too with your cornerbacks hitting free agency. And now the Bears have this luxury of still a couple starters hitting the market, but once you kind of take care of a couple guys here and there, you've got your starting lineups pretty well intact, and it comes down to filling out some depth and feeling a little bit better about some of your positions based on if injuries were to happen or just being able to keep fresher legs out there as you get into some rotations. So I guess I'll preface the rest of this discussion by saying there isn't a position on the roster where depth wouldn't be helpful, right? You can always add more talent at every position, but of course, it's about finding the positions that need it more than others. And I suppose I would say right now, there's a handful of positions that really I wouldn't classify a specific need for depth or any real additions. Doesn't mean you can't take best player available and improve these spots in the draft, but it's just not something the Bears need to invest significant resources in this offseason. I'd put inside linebacker in that group, although Trevathan and Kwiatkowski are coming up on the last years of their deal. Put quarterback in that position, obviously. Offensive tackle, everyone's under contract for now. Maybe you would want a draft pick in there to develop for the future long term, but not something you have to do. Same kind of with wide receiver. You invested in Robinson Gabriel Miller last year. You got Wims coming back. Bellamy and White are free agents, but you can get by without those if you need to. And then the defensive line, with the exception of Roy Robertson Harris, who I think it would be wise to bring back, you've got Hicks, you've got Goldman, you got Nichols, you got Jonathan Bullard as sort of some depth there. Abdullah Anderson also under contract. You can find a street free agent to fill out maybe that sixth spot. But it's not really, I would say, a position of real need. And so I think that mostly leaves the interior of the offensive line, the outside linebacker position, and the tight end spot as your three kind of critical depth needs on this roster. And I think for me personally, I would start at the interior of the offensive line as probably your next biggest needs. It's pretty close with the outside linebacker position, in my opinion, but right now, your backup offensive linemen are no one under contract. No, it's James Daniels, Cody Whitehair, and Kyle Long are your guards and centers that are under contract. Bradley Soule can play guard. You know, he's kind of considered more your backup offensive tackle. And excuse me, I forgot, former undrafted free agent Dejon Allen from Hawaii. He is technically a guard under contract, but you kind of get what I mean here. Eric Cush is a free agent. Brian Witzman is a free agent. Both of those guys started games in 2018, both because of injuries and because of getting James Daniels up to speed. And with Kyle Long's injury history and just needing depth at that position, the Bears absolutely have to sign or re-sign some sort of guard and center depth. You know, Cush is kind of operating as both a backup center and backup guard. You know, Witzman is kind of purely your fill-in guard there, and Daniels can kind of be your backup center, but then you have to put in someone else at guard or move Daniels and Whitehair around, etc. It's not something you want to do. You want to have plug-and-play guys on the interior of the offensive line, and the Bears do not have that right now. And again, given Long's inability to play out a full season, you need a backup right guard who you can trust to come in and start. Doesn't have to come in and play at a Pro Bowl level, but just be not a total liability every time they step on the field. Now, I weigh that as slightly more important than depth at the outside linebacker position. I do think with, you know, Mack, obviously Khalil Mack, you're fine there. Leonard Floyd coming up on towards the end of his rookie contract, still, I think, trying to figure out just how good he actually is versus, you know, I think right now he's a fine starting quality outside linebacker. The question is, will he be worth a massive contract extension, and is he living up to the 10th or the 9th overall pick? I'm not sure either of those things are true as of yet, but still kind of figuring that out. But behind them, you've got Sam Acho, you've got Kylie Fitz, you've got Isaiah Irving, but none of those guys are really proven consistent pass rushers. I think Aaron Lynch brought a certain something to this group to keep Khalil Mack fresh when he needed a break, to keep Leonard Floyd fresh when he needed a break, and to have some of that, just that third pass rusher from that premier pass rushing position, I think is pretty important to this outside linebacker rotation. Acho can get the job done when you need to call on him, although he's coming off an injury and could be a cap casualty type player. Isaiah Irving, Kylie Fitz, promising young outside linebackers, but neither one quite consistent enough at the edge rushing position. So I'd like to see some sort of talent added at that position, whether it's the draft or free agency, another, you know, 1 year veteran like Aaron Lynch, whatever it's going to be. I think outside linebacker depth, adding someone who can be an impact player there in the rotation, I think will be important for the success of this Bears defense. And then finally, I put tight end at number three here out of these sort of depth positions, because right now Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen are your only tight ends under contract. And yes, you do have to re-sign some tight end, whether it's Ben Broniker or Daniel Brown, or you go out and add somebody else. The Bears absolutely have to add some level of better depth at the tight end position, but the number three and four tight ends that you do sign don't have to be impact players, whereas I think the backup guard that you sign has to be able to be a plug-and-play potential type starter, you know, starting quality backup, higher-end guy, and I'd like the outside linebacker to be able to be that true number three rotational pass rusher. The third tight end, if he can block and at least catch the ball when it's thrown to him, doesn't need to be an elite playmaker, just good enough to catch it when he's open and good enough to block a Ben Broniker, a Daniel Brown, you'll be fine, because Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen should be the tight ends playing the majority of your snaps offensively at the position, and it's just about getting more bodies on there and getting some more special teams players. So to recap, I would put slot cornerback as the biggest position of need on this Bears roster, followed by the safety position, although those are both pretty interchangeable back and forth, but I just put slot cornerback a little bit higher, and I will include cornerback in general with the slot cornerback. You do need some younger outside cornerback talent in addition to Kevin Tolliver, with Prince Amukamara's deal getting closer and closer to actually coming up. We could be coming up on Amukamara's last season in Chicago in 2019, but that's a discussion for a whole nother podcast down the line. But it's slot cornerback / cornerback in general, then it's safety, then there's a gap. Then I go guard / center, outside linebacker, tight end. Then there's another gap, and then it's just adding best player available on, you know, the defensive line I would probably put next, and then, you know, take up your pick with inside linebacker, wide receiver, offensive tackle, and then quarterback might be at the very bottom of the positional needs. Again, all separate from kicker, punter, and long snapper. Those are my opinions on how these Bears team needs stack up. What do you think? Let us know on Twitter at Locked On Bears. Post in the Locked On Bears Facebook group. Call, leave us a voicemail, 312-620-8590, or shoot us a text. Let us know what you think. If you think I'm crazy wrong about any of these positions, I want to hear it. If you think I'm right, I mean, I'm surely don't need the ego inflated any more than it already is, but heck, I'm not going to stop you if you want to tell me I'm right too. So let us know your thoughts on these Bears' biggest positional needs anywhere on the roster, including guys that are set to hit the free agent market. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your voices as a part of this show. You can also ask us questions for a potential mailbag podcast as well. So many different ways you can utilize the voicemail and text line. Again, that number is 312-620-8590. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast if you aren't already. It's the best way to keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. As the combine workouts pick up later this week, we might check in with that, but certainly over the weekend, we'll check in again for Mock Draft Monday for more draft talk, and the combine workouts wrap up Monday, so we might talk more draft on Tuesday. So I hope you're ready, because NFL draft season, sort of the NFL draft preseason, is here with the combine. Then we get into free agency season, and we get a little bit of a lull before the draft really picks up at the end of April, and then we hit the really hard months of the year. May, June, and July, where the Bears football is few and far between, but we'll be here to help get you through it just like we're here in January and February. We'll help you bear down.